USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis repeated his condemnation of a shooter who killed three black shoppers in a Jacksonville Dollar General on Saturday. He says he spoke with the president of nearby Edward Waters University about boosting security.
We're not going to allow in the state of Florida our HBCUs to be targets for hateful lunatics like the guy yesterday.
The Jacksonville sheriff says the 21-year-old white gunman tried to get on the campus of the historically black university and moved on to the store when he was turned away. The victims have been identified as a 19-year-old man, a 29-year-old man, and a 52-year-old woman. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are investigating a Sunday morning shooting that killed two people and injured five others. It happened overnight near a downtown bar. An aircraft crash killed three Marines Sunday during a training exercise in Australia. Five other service members were taken to a hospital in serious condition. Republican presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson is proud that he stood up against former President Trump at last week's debate.
Whether I get booed in the audience, the relevant factor is our country. It's our party. It's about standing on the principles that you believe in.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the former Arkansas governor said he was surprised that virtually all of the other candidates on the debate stage said they would support a convicted Trump as the nominee. An attorney for Trump says there's no need for him to prepare for any trials.
What is he going to have to be prepped for? The truth? You don't have to prep much when you've done nothing wrong.
Elena Haba on Fox News Sunday also accused Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fonnie Willis of coordinating with the Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith in preparing her indictment of the former president. Forecasters say the west coast of Florida could see a hurricane make landfall by Wednesday. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing. Sure. It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging West Coast residents to plan for Tropical Storm Idalia. It's expected to make landfall Tuesday or Wednesday as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane in the Big Bend area, with cities such as Tallahassee potentially in its path.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Parts of Florida could get soaked with up to 6 inches of rain. Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities say genetic tests confirm he was one of 10 people on board. No cause was given. When the iPhone 15 launches in the coming weeks, it will likely have a feature no iPhone has had in more than a decade.
The exclusive Lightning port, which has been a familiar feature for iPhone users ever since its introduction in 2012, is set to be replaced by the widely used USB-C connector found on the majority of other smartphone models. This change will bring an end to the search for an iPhone charging cable when you're visiting a friend's place dominated by Android devices. I'm John Schaefer.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 7 is starting a 6-month stay at the International Space Station. The four astronauts aboard the Dragon capsule Endurance completed their nearly 30-hour journey after Saturday's launch from the Kennedy Space Center. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects.